All right, Marvin
Musquin. He doesn't know how to speak English.
He doesn't know how to speak English? Yeah, LeBig's weird. Marvin Musquin, 250 class. That was cool. I thought that was all right. What'd you think? How'd you feel?
Well, I think I did what I could. And 5 days on a motorcycle, maybe twice on a bicycle. and twice at the gym.
So that wasn't much. Yeah. Okay.
No, I was telling, I don't know who it was. I was telling, oh yeah, Dr. G. I was like, you know, when people said, oh, this guy is coming off the couch.
Yep.
This is off the couch. But that was a great training, and that's what DV wanted me to do for Workers of Nations. Yeah. I got the call. I was in France on vacation, and then, like, it was the 15th of August, and then they called me. They wanted me to race Workers of Nations. I got to California on the 22nd, and then I started riding. I started riding and raced Paula, and then I have a couple more weeks for Workers of Nations.
Wow. Got a good start, first moto, and that probably helped you a little bit there. And then I'm guessing second moto, maybe not as much energy as you would like.
Yes, and I think it's all about muscles. Just muscle memory and endurance muscles. Just the strength that was not there. Cardio-wise, it's not terrible. I try to do a couple of bicycle rides here and there, a couple of runs when I was in France, but nothing beats all the riding and the training. But yeah, I can't complain. I mean, I made the decision to race Paula, so it is what it is. Running third in the first moto was just awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely can be better.
How was it getting used to a 250 again? Like, was that an adjustment for you?
Racing for sure. Yeah. At the practice track, it's fun. But racing Paula is different.
Okay. Yeah.
But, yeah, I have still quite a bit to learn and to improve for Workers of Nations.
And so when they asked you, hey, MX2, like, you were no problem right away? Like, did you have to think about it? Or was that something that you wanted a 450 spot? No.
I mean, a couple of weeks, I mean, maybe a month or two ago, they called me because that's what they do. They want to call all the French riders. And I told them, I said, listen, I'm not racing outdoors, so why would I go and race Workers of Nations on the 450? And then they called me and they said, hey, I want you to race 250. So I'm like, maybe let me think about it.
Yeah.
And then I said, yes, I don't know if it's a good idea. No, I'm joking, but it's definitely going to be tough. And we have some time to prepare.
Wow. Seeing you back in the 250 class was kind of neat and cool. It was just neat to see you out there race. We were trying to think if you race with any of those kids, and we could maybe RJ, maybe you race RJ Hampshire. That's about it.
What? Oh, back in the day. Yeah.
You did.
That's it. Yeah. You're right. And then I was thinking a guy like Aiden Deegan. I think maybe he's, I'm double his age, I think.
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, almost.
Yeah. He's 17 or 16. You're 30.
Yeah, 32. 30, so it's
whatever.
Double, but close.
Well, you sure made it hard on yourself with picking this temperatures and everything else, but it was cool to see you out there, and thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you. It was not the greatest track to like enjoy riding and doing some whips, but it is what it is, and that's the time of the year where I need to get ready for Workers of Nations. Yeah. So we did it.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks.